brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm at EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh the day before opening day. And we're at the EAA Learn to Fly Discovery Center, which is right off of the main square here. And I'm talking with Mark Adams and Ted Sanders, and they are the co-chairmen of the events here. They're both volunteers, and they're going to give me some background on what you can find here and exactly what's going on all week long. They have a pretty busy agenda. So, Ted, why don't we start with you?
Okay, the Learn to Fly Center was created about 7 years ago to try and regrow the pilot population and get show people who come to AirVenture and they get all enthused about it, but they don't know how to start. They don't know how to get into flying. So what we do is share our passion for flying and sell them the idea of their own dream and show them how they can achieve their dream. And it's one of the greatest jobs there is, and I think one of the most important jobs at this entire air show, which is the biggest in the world. And so I have a very highly qualified group of volunteers. We have an Ask the Instructor kiosk where pilots and non-pilots can ask everything in the world from. We have a simulator back here that people can try out and get in and get the idea of what it's actually like. So it's come a long way in 7 years. It's had a few ups and downs, but it's we're right off from the right chair show center, and we got the greatest job there is here.
Okay, thanks. And Mark, why don't you tell us about some of the programs that you're running here?
Well, Mary, this is the first year that the center has hosted the pilot proficiency program, and we are excited about this. This is going to give currently certified pilots an opportunity to get some serious recurrent training here at AirVenture. It will consist of a series of forums in the AM hours from 8 to noon that will cover a lot of the topics that have caused some of the accidents in general aviation. And then in the afternoon, people have a chance to sign up for 20-minute simulator sessions with scenarios that have been devised to look at some of the aspects of what we want to train and what have caused accidents, and they'll be able to pick two or three of those in a 20-minute period. They'll actually get a 20-minute debrief or brief, a 20-minute in the sim, and then a 20-minute debrief. So about an hour with a qualified instructor to help them hone their recurrency skills or just knock the rust off, or if they haven't flown for a while, hey, this is an awesome opportunity to get in a Redbird.
Okay, well, thank you. Maybe you could tell me about a couple of the forums. I know there's a long list of them, but maybe just a couple of highlights.
Well, we have several. I mean, we have split them every other one to try and work it in to integrate the new pilot proficiency program, because they have their scenario base is covered in their forum, so it's kind of an integrated thing for that program, very necessary. But I still have some of the original ones. I'm giving one on actually learning to fly, picking flight schools, that thing. We have them on continuing to fly and how to get through obstacles. We have one on women in aviation from Christine Hartzell, who is from AOPA. So we have a lot of highly qualified people in both areas, some of the top people in the industry giving these forums. And all of the flight instructors here almost exclusively belong to one of the two professional pilot associations for instructors, the National Association of Flight Instructors and the Society for Aeronautical
Aviation
Flight Educators. I got to get it right, I'd say. But and the one thing about that, if you have instructors that want to belong to a professional organization, they're not just there building time in that. They're interested in being at the top of their trade, and many of them are master instructors from both organizations. So we have probably some of the best authorities in aviation from top to bottom in this tent this year.
Okay, well, thanks. So it sounds like no matter who you are, if you're just a beginner, maybe who wants to learn about becoming a pilot, if you're a pilot who needs some refreshing or some, looking to advance your training, if you're an instructor who maybe wants to network and get a little better educated, there's something here for you than at the Discovery Center.
Yep. And we, like I said, it's the best place to be. And you come on down. We'll do everything we can to get you any information that you need about flying, continuing to fly, continuing your education or whatever.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Come see us, Mary. We got some great folks. We're kicking this off Monday morning with Hobie Tomlinson, the 2012 National Flight Instructor of the Year, doing a forum on CFIT.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. With onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more, XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AirVenture booth 3037-3039 or visit xmwxweather.com. And by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A320 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.